This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open here at 1310 WIBA, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. As mentioned, they do come to us from Klaus Financial, a fantastic website. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, about their separate divisions. Also, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email. Not only does it contain a link to the most recent podcast, it also gives you a little snapshot of what's been going on in the market. Again, that's at klausfinancial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. CJ, Malia, how are we doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing great, CJ. Great to talk with you. And Malia, how are you doing today?
Very good. The countdown to Christmas is real.
I know. It's weird how it seems to like tiptoe up on you. One minute you're like, oh, it's Halloween. And yeah, so it's
you better be asking for those lists around your house.
I should get on that right now. That is for sure. We've got such an important conversation for retirement age, which is something that I know we've talked about before. And it's one of those areas where there's always a bunch of questions and it's a really important thing to understand. So we're going to get to the details with CJ and Malia. We will get on that this morning. Of course, take your call as well at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Another great thing that goes on during the program is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week is no exception. Got a great opportunity to win a great prize. Friends from Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Cabela's. As Malia, I see in your notes, it's early Christmas. So whoever wins that might get themselves something. Might be able to get themselves something. A little tip, if you listen to the program closely, typically, both the question and the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question Week come up during the program, so pay particularly close attention to the show. And before we start talking about full retirement age, let's take a look back at last week's program and get the Klaus Quiz Question Week and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a good conversation about something that's really become more popular recently. People are starting to ask more and more questions about, which is certificates of deposit, which are CDs that you're seeing advertised either online or at your local bank, and kind of the ins and outs, what you should know about. That's what we covered. So a lot of listeners again last week, they should be Christmas shopping, but they're actually listening to our show, so we're glad to hear that. So the question was, are certificates of deposit or CDs covered by federal deposit insurance? Everyone knows it as FDIC guaranteed. Yes or no? Are they covered by that? And Tom of Fitchburg correctly answered yes. So congratulations to him. Listen carefully for today's question.
Great job, Tom. And you'll have an opportunity as well to win again later on the program. Again, pay particularly close attention to the question show, because both the question and the answer typically come up. As mentioned, we're going to be discussing full retirement age and if we should begin taking Social Security at age 62. And CJ, let's talk about this. What do we need to know?
Yeah, this is the million-dollar question, right? When should I draw Social Security? And obviously, this is an important question because for many Americans, actually it's about a third of Social Security recipients, it is their only source of income, that is Social Security. So, you know, question is, how soon should you begin your benefit? And just to kind of level set here with everybody, there is a difference between when you can first take Social Security and when you reach full retirement age. So again, there's a difference between when you can first versus full retirement age. So for Social Security purposes, if you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age, known as FRA, is age 66. For those born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is 66 plus some number of months. If you were born after 1960, which like I'm raising my hand right now, I was, then your full retirement age is age 67. So your full retirement age is the age at which you can collect an unreduced benefit, or think of it as 100% of the benefit that you are entitled to. Now, here's where it gets tricky. You can take benefits early. You could choose to collect your benefits as early as age 62, Or, believe it or not, you could actually defer after your full retirement age and wait all the way out until age 70. So the question becomes, well, what do I do? Do I draw at 62, 63, 64, 65? Do I wait till my full retirement age at 67? Or do I wait thereafter till 70? And of course, Sean, what is the answer to this question?
It depends.
That's right. It depends. So we're going to get into this, but some things just to be aware of is obviously if you collect before your full retirement age, you're going to get a reduced benefit, which, by the way, it makes sense because you're drawing over a longer period of time, right? So if you draw early, you're going to get a smaller benefit. If you want to know what your benefit will be, because some people are going, wow, this is my first awareness of these ages, but how do I know what my benefit will be? And the answer is go to ssa.gov. Set up a username and password, and you can jump right in there and run projections at different ages. And then, of course, as we talked about, it depends on your situation. But again, you want to be aware of 62, what your full retirement age is, and that you could wait to 70. And so if you wait beyond your full retirement age, so again, minus 67. So let's say I'm 67 years old and I'm still working, or I'm 67 years old and I was a state of Wisconsin employee and I have a great ETF pension. And I go, I don't need to draw my benefit from Social Security at 67. Well, if you wait beyond that, it's called delayed retirement credits, known as DRCs, that are an 8% guaranteed growth mechanism between 67 and age 70. So the longer you wait up until 70, and by the way, after 70, there's no more delayed retirement credits. So if you haven't drawn Social Security by 70, you got to start at 70. But when you get to 70, that is going to be the highest benefit you could have possibly earned through Social Security, but you are also closer to death, right? So the question becomes, what is the right choice? And it depends on your situation.
Really important stuff as we kind of lay this conversation out. It is really interesting, too, how all of this stuff is calculated. And you mentioned that website, ssa.gov. I have mentioned this on the show a couple of times that it bears repeating because I like to mention it to folks. Years ago, probably almost a decade ago, we talked about ssa.gov and I signed up. And it's every time I check it, I think, thanks to our friends at Kloss Financial, I know this website and I know it well. It's a really interesting website, a great tool there. So we talk with CJ and Malia. Speaking of great websites, KlossFinancial.com. It is an excellent site. KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. You can learn more about CJ and Malia and the team at Kloss Financial. And of course, their separate divisions and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. And our phone lines are open for you this morning as well. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ and Malia. So you heard CJ talk about the different ages to be aware of, and depending on when you were born, some of those fluctuate a little bit. Everybody then wonders, well, how is that benefit determined? We'll get the details from Malia. We will do that next and take your call as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this Thursday morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Our phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. Love to get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget to learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about full retirement age, what you need to know. And I think a lot of people then wonder, so how exactly, Malia, is my specific Social Security benefit determined? And will my benefit ever increase over time? Write that one
yeah.
down.
Yeah. So these are great questions. And just as a starting point, you have to have enough credits is what they're called to even qualify to receive Social Security benefits, which means you probably had to work. So we're going to start with some 2023 because that's right around the corner numbers for next year. So as you work and you pay your taxes, you earn these credits. And in 2023, every one credit is equatable to $1,600, $1,640 exactly in earnings. So you can earn a maximum of 4 credits per year. And so this number goes up slightly every year. This year it was just over $1,500. So most people need 40 credits, which equates to about 10 years of work to qualify for even a minimum Social Security benefit. So if you stop working before you have enough credits to qualify for benefits, your credits will stay on your record. If you return to work later on, more credits will be added. I often see this with some of my female clients who maybe stepped away from the workforce and did harder work staying at home with the kids, and then they return to the paid workforce, and oftentimes so they can pick up some credits for their earned work. So if you don't have at least 40 credits, you're officially not currently entitled to a retirement benefit on your own record. And if you stop, like I said, working before you have enough credits, those stay on your record. So go to SSA.gov to their website, read their publication on how you earn credits for more information. So that was a starting point. Assuming you have enough credits to have a benefit, Social Security will use a calculation, and we're just simplifying it here, but it's based on a 35 average of all your covered wages for your highest years, with each year's wages adjusted for inflation. So what that means is, for many of us, we started working at 16. And we look back and we go, wow, we didn't make very much money. And we had all those little, some years maybe we were in school and we didn't have any wages and so forth. So actually what happens is, when you take a look at the whole record, working record, those zeros drop out for the years you didn't have any income. And those highest years average into the 35 years that they're looking at. So the question then is, well, what's happening with the amounts that are recorded? Well, they actually adjust for inflation as they are looking to make that calculation for you. So you're eligible. This is a big question we get. You're eligible for a cost of living benefit starting with the year you become age 62. So even if you didn't get benefits until your full retirement age or even age 70, cost of living increases begin with the year you reach 62. And many people don't really pay attention to this until they're collecting their benefit. And they're all aware of this year. In 2022, the cost of living adjustment for Social Security was 5.9%. But next year, it's increasing by 8.7%. So that's an important number to understand, where, especially for many people in our country, their Social Security benefit is the only income they have. So this is a significant increase that your Social Security benefit keeps up with when there is, some big inflation. Mm-hmm. And then if you're a government worker, that you have a pension, a different formula is applied to your average indexed monthly earnings. You can go again to the website of SSA.gov and look at the windfall elimination provisions called WEP and how that will affect those benefits.
Really interesting stuff as we talk with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. As mentioned, maybe you stepped out of the car this morning to grab that coffee, or maybe you're running in and out of the store, dropping the kiddos off or grandkids off at school. You missed part of the program, don't forget you can always listen back at KlossFinancial.com. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter there. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, no charge to get to know you. That appointment is complimentary to you, 608-442-5637. So CJ, how do you know what age is right? And do we know what the break-even point is for benefits?
This is, again, the million-dollar question. What is the right age for me? And as Malia was just kind of indicating there, there's a formula for determining your benefit that's fairly complex. But the question becomes, okay, what should I do? And so it is different for everybody. You need to look at other sources of income as you enter retirement, including, you know, spousal income. If you have a spouse, you need to look at, if you're, again, state of Wisconsin employee, you have the employee trust funds pension potentially. And Malia just mentioned there at the very end of her little section, WEP, windfall elimination provision for government employees. But some government employees, like in the state of Wisconsin, actually are not opted out of Social Security. So they're not part of the WEP formula, because state of Wisconsin employees get both Well, and actually, there's a difference between federal employees versus state employees, by the way. But in the state of Wisconsin, you're part of both Social Security and the Employee Trust Fund's pension. Ooh. But in other states, that's not the case. You're not paying into Social Security. So there's like an offsetting calculation you have to do. But here's the bottom line as you think about this. Some people, some financial planners even, advocate drawing Social Security benefits as early as possible. And yes, it is likely that over time, the full retirement age will be adjusted for people. So some people say, draw as early as you can because you just never know what you're going to get. And while we understand that, we generally wouldn't echo that, partly because you have to be careful of how much you earn if you draw early, yada, yada. We're not going to get into that right now. But the question is, okay, if my full retirement age is, say, 66 and 2 months, and I decide to draw at 62, what is the reduction? Because we all know at 66 and 2 months, I'm getting 100% of my benefit. But if I draw at 62, I'm getting a reduction. And the answer is you get at age 62, you would get about 74.2% of your full retirement age dollar amount, meaning it's, you know, getting close to a 30% reduction in benefit, 25 to 30% reduction in benefit for drawing earlier. If you drew at 65, so now we're talking 1 year and 2 months before your full retirement age, if you drew at 65, you're getting 92.2% of your full retirement age amount. Now, even though we understand that your benefit will go up if you wait, here's just a quick FYI for everybody. 62 is still by far the most popular age for people to claim their Social Security benefit. Again, I've mentioned this on the show before. If Malia and I had our way, we would educate everybody on how Social Security actually works, which we hope would push back that age. Because on average, people are often drawing too early, running into earned income issues, and their benefit is permanently reduced for the rest of their lives.
Important stuff from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this morning. Our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Been thinking about this type of thing. You've got questions. Don't forget that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. They'd love to meet with you. Give them a call. 608-442-5637. That's 608-442-5637 for Kloss Financial. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. What if you have not achieved enough credits to qualify for your own Social Security benefit? Well, all hope may not be lost. We'll get the details from CJ and Malia. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Great website. Also, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Talking this week about full retirement age and what you need to know, of course, when it comes to that and earning credits for retirement. And what about folks who haven't earned enough credit to qualify for their own Social Security benefit? There are things that they need to be aware of, aren't there, Malia?
There are. So the first question that comes to mind is, I'm married, so how do I qualify for my spouse's benefits? So generally speaking, you usually need to be married for at least a year. However, there are exceptions. If you're the parent of your spouse's child, that 1 year factor goes away. But generally, you must be married for at least a year. You must be at least 62 years of age, or any age if you're caring for a child who's younger than age 16 or disabled. You're entitled to receive benefits on your spouse's record. If you start receiving benefits as a spouse at your full retirement age, you'll get 50% of the monthly benefit your spouse would receive if their benefits started at full retirement age. So these are real critical words here, full retirement age that we've been discussing, because you want to make sure that your benefit hopefully is the largest possible for you to start receiving. Because this is the key point here today. Your benefit's going to be permanently reduced if you start receiving those benefits at an earlier age. I don't know if we can pound that into everyone's head you know, really, really good today. But, you know, some people think, well, if I start earlier, but then by the time I get to my full retirement age, then they'll bump up. No, you are permanently reducing them. So that's why we want you to be very cautious. Now, if you're a widow or widower, there are benefits. Those people can start their benefits based on their own earnings records and then switch later to survivor benefits, or they can begin with survivor benefits and later switch to benefits based on their own earnings record, even if they are filing before full retirement age. This is really key. We see situations actually very recently where the widow is receiving information from Social Security and really incentivizing them to, let's go ahead and get you signed up to collect those widow's benefits. And the fact is that might not be the right choice for you, because taking that smaller benefit, locking that in when you might have access to other income from your other investments, makes way more sense and then waiting to collect that Social Security benefit till a little later. So you really do want to sit down with someone who can give you kind of the broad view of all of your options. Generally, Social Security does a good job, but you have to be aware of your other choices. And perhaps you're divorced and you're looking at survivor benefits. So if you're at least 60, and the marriage lasted at least 10 years, and you did not remarry before age 60, you'll most likely be able to collect your late spouse's benefit. So, you know, what's interesting is there are options for, you know, if you were divorced once, twice, or whatever, currently married, widowed. You just need to understand all your options and make taking the best one for your situation.
What if you're divorced? I was going to make a joke. Never mind. I'll save that. What if you're divorced and your ex is still alive? I'll go that way. Yes.
Yeah, we're not going to go there.
No. I'm talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, of course, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Final question, of course, when we're talking about this stuff, how soon before you want to start collecting do you need to apply?
Yeah, so this is a great question. You should apply, or you can apply up to 4 months to Social Security before you want your retirement benefits to start. So, for example, next April, you can start your benefits as early as April. And if you want those to start, then you can apply in December. So some forward thinking, some forward planning. You don't have to plan that far in advance, but we would recommend it so that you know when the dollars are going to start hitting your bank account.
Really important stuff. Great information this week. If you missed any part of today's program, or you want to listen back to any of the previous shows, don't forget you can head on over to KlossFinancial.com. Listen to the podcast there. Also, while you're at the website, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. If you scroll down towards the bottom on the right side, you'll see a little envelope. It says Stay Current. Right there, you can subscribe. I'll send you a link each and every week to the most recent podcast, as well as a snapshot of what's next 3-7. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number, because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes for the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Cabela's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How much of your Social Security benefit can you collect at your full retirement age? Is it 50% or 100%? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer win the $25 gift card to Cabela's. And again, don't forget, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always great hanging out. You guys enjoy this fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
See you guys. News is next here on 1310 WIBA.
Advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.